It is time for sport. Darren Frehill, good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well, Mary. And we'll start with the soccer from yesterday. Manchester United, top of the Premier League, but it was a scoreless draw away to Liverpool. Liverpool dominating the early possession, but it was United who probably had the better chances in the second half. It was one of those games, I think we were all really looking forward to it, but just didn't live up to the pre-match hype. Do these games ever, I wonder. The Liverpool manager, Jurgen Klopp, though, was pretty upbeat afterwards.
A lot of good stuff. Obviously, what we miss is a goal. If we win this game 1-0, then I think it's completely fine because of the possession we had, the football we played, a lot of things. You cannot deny Man United for 90 minutes. We never could. I think the boys played a really good game tonight, my boys. And against a good side, good organized side, but first half we played exceptionally well. We kept them under pressure. The counter press was great. The passing was good. Positioning was good. We didn't score. So we know that's the most important thing in football. So we don't want to miss that, but we missed it. They had two big chances, I have to say, with Ali to make two really big saves. So we would have better used the chance in the first half. That would have helped the result, especially. But the performance was good.
Now Manchester City are second in the standings, closing the gap at the top to just 2 points with a 4-0 win against Wolves. And it really is a packed leaderboard. United on top on 37 points, City on 35. They have a game in hand. Leicester level with them on points. They're in third place. Liverpool fourth on 34. And Spurs, who beat Sheffield United 3-1, are fifth. So there's just 4 points separating the top five. I think it's going to be a really exciting run-in. We'll be going into this in a bit more detail in the next hour here on Morning Ireland. Good news this morning for the Irish cricket team, because they're one-day international against UAE. Got the go-ahead. 4 previous matches had to be postponed because of COVID-19 concerns. It wasn't a good start, though. Started just after 5:30 a.m. this morning, Irish time. The hosts won the toss. They opted to bowl first, and Ireland lost 3 early wickets. They have settled, but are 88 for 4 after 27 overs. The former Cork footballer, Breed Stack, is making a full recovery after what looked like a serious injury playing for Greater Western Sydney Giants down under in the international rules yesterday. She collided with an opponent during a practice match, taken to hospital with spinal support, but the reports we're hearing are she will be fine. Envoy Allen won an 11th straight race as he won the Killiney Novices Chase at Punchestown, the favourite ridden by Jack Kennedy. The Gordon Elliott trained horse will be looking for a third win at Cheltenham in March.
Look, he did what he had to do. It was unfortunate the horse fell, it would have made a good race over, but listen, our little job done now.
What was the reason for coming here and say bypassing the Dublin Racing Festival on your route to Cheltenham?
Look, at last year I kind of done the same, went from Nace to Cheltenham. To be honest, you're a little bit nervous at the ground in Epperson. You know, if you got to drive a week or 10 days up to it, the chase course, for me, you know, just for these big horses is riding plenty quick. Listen, we'd enjoy today and all roads lead to Cheltenham.
Yeah, we won't feel to that either. More racing at Punchestown today. The first race goes to post at 1:05. Ireland ended their 5-game series with the friendly internationals with Spain. The Irish women's hockey team drawing 4-4 with the Spanish. And finally, great story in the Masters snooker. 20-year-old Yang Bing Tao beat John Higgins, making his debut at the tournament. That's your sport for now. Back just after the news at 8:30. Back to you, Audrey.